Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening of healings. So sit back and relax, and if you have any questions, we would love to be able to discuss them with you to help you out with the questions about the Lightship, maybe about healings, about the ascension process, and just anything that has to pertain to healings. So here we go. Today is Friday. So if you're listening to the archives, all that we do on this show should work on the archives. Unless we go to the Lightship later, which we don't normally do, but you never know what's going to happen. We may go over a little bit on this program today just to do more healings for people and answer some questions. So this could be a big night for everybody. So I'm in New York, going to be going to the ARE Center tomorrow, which is Saturday. And we're having a psychic fair there, or they are anyway. I'm going to be there with an aura camera and also doing healings on people. This is like a fundraiser for them. So if you happen to be in New York, you may want to come to it. The address is on 30th Street between, I believe it's 6th and 7th. About 10 minutes away from Penn Station, so it's just really easy to come to. And it's 241 30th Street. And here we go. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Yep, I'm here. I was just typing into the fast chat. You know how that goes. You have a very short amount of time to type before sometimes refreshes.
I do the refresh on the start. On the top, normally.
Before you type?
Before I type. That way I have about 80 seconds to type.
Oh, that's good. So I'll just say hi to everyone. I see we have on the fast chat right now Kyle and Adriana, Pauline, Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto, and Annika and Pauline and Cindy. So greetings to all. And we'd love to take up any questions and requests that you want to type into the fast chat. And Ron, do you want to take calls live tonight?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. If you want to call in, that's wonderful.
Okay, so I'll give everyone the number. If you'd like to call in, call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756.
Great. So let's do emotional clearing first. This is what the Lightship does first with everybody. This is like 99% of the time you want to have this done first so you can have a lot of clearings done and get out of your way, out of yourself, so that you're not recycling your traumas in this lifetime. This is the best thing to have done. So we'll go back 5 days here and take away emotional densities, traumas that you have experienced in your body, in yourself. And we all have densities and stuff that happens to us. And these are all brought forth because of your ancestors. So you can thank your ancestors every time you have a situation in your life happening, because your body stored that situation inside of it. Your body wants to heal it. Your body transmits that out energetically to everybody around you, and this is your setup in this lifetime. So this, you could say, is your so-called karma. This is your body setting yourself up to have healing done, because we're not conscious enough to get rid of it. And another thing is that our ancestors were not conscious enough to get rid of it either, so they gave you this wonderful gift of your traumas in this lifetime. So whatever happens to you is not necessarily your fault. Don't think that it is, because they gave it to you. You're just dealing with it. So the best way to deal with it is to have these energy bodies healed so that you can live a much better life and be in more peace and happiness. So here we go, 5 days ago. And I'll do this one slow here so you can actually feel the energy. So here we go, 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Just felt a twinge in my body. If I were a female, I'd say it'd be my right ovary. So who knows? 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Feel my heart compressing now. Wow. Fourth chakra, do some more clearing there. Third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 3 days to go. Let's see what happens this time now. Sixth chakra cleared. My eyes are watering. Fifth chakra cleared. Fourth chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared. Second chakra cleared. I'm getting nauseated. Jiminy Christmas. And first chakra cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared. Now I'm yawning. Oh, boy. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. And, I mean, excuse me. That's where I am with this here. This is very traumatic for somebody a couple of days ago. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth chakra cleared. Fourth chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared. Second chakra cleared. And first chakra cleared. So that's a lot of survival stuff for somebody. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth, more heart issues. Oh, man, train wreck for somebody. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. I'll take a minute break here.
Okay, so that was the emotional sample, emotional body clearing. So I guess we can talk a little bit about those different energetic bodies and the things that happen to us in life and how those energies can get stuck to us. And so also how things can come forward from our ancestors and be lodged in our bodies and need to be healed, and how badly our bodies want that stuff to be healed, as Ron was just saying. So can you just give a brief explanation, Ron, of why we have these different bodies, like the emotional and mental and feeling body and so forth?
Yeah, that's very easy. Everyone typically in the past chose to not go within to their heart center and commune with your spirit to be in the present moment. And so when that happened, the people chose to live in mind energy. So by denouncing your spirit, by connecting to the mind energy, which is the mind control energy, which is the alien energy, extraterrestrial transmissions to you of mind control, that's known as universal mind, collective consciousness. That all sounds good. It sounds like something out there that's very nice, wonderful energy. Remember, we're all connected. Well, you're all strung up connected. You're connected like a spider web with these energies. But, you know, they make it sound like it's a wonderful experience to be in universal mind, is oneness. So you are in oneness with the aliens, ETs, et cetera, that are controlling you. But the oneness energy is not anything to do with the light. Or this is the light of the darkness that you're running and connecting yourself to. The light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is not of the light. So anything in time, like your horoscope, is not of the light. Naturally, it's of the darkness. So people chose to use the mind energy. The mind energy is, say, between your ears. And when you do that, then you're connecting to darkness. It's very simple once you catch on to this process. This is why when you're in your heart, you become very peaceful. When you're in the mind, then you're being interfered with, and you go through the emotional roller coaster ride. And the whole process is to get into your heart to talk to your spirit. So the energetic bodies were put in place by the Earth Spirit because it knew that the life forms on this planet were being destroyed by psychic mind transmissions and or direct transmissions from the aliens. So it decided to put in these energetic bodies because we work with traumas here. Remember that the darkness wants to work through us and with us with these mind energies. And the more trauma they can cause us, the more emotional pain, the more they can live off that energy. Remember, when you emit energy, you know, it's going out all around you. Just think of your auric field. You know, or just think of hitting something, let's just say you have a grape on the counter, okay? And all of a sudden, this grape, you know, looks very nice, and you get a hammer and you whack it. Well, all of a sudden, it oozes out all this stuff, all the insides of the grape all over the place. Well, that's kind of the way the aliens live off of us, because each time you go through a trauma, you're like a squished grape, and that energy inside of the grape goes flying out every which way, and they gather it up and live on it. So the more they can torment you, the more they get energy from you and live off of you. So the earth spirit said, gee, these humans are being killed. We should put in some energetic bodies into them that would buffer this. So when there are psychic attacks, which people do consciously anyway with their own mind, not counting the minds of the aliens and the energetic transmissions from them to control your life, like your horoscope. So these energies are put in place. And remember, when a baby is first born, these energies that's in place around you normally do not get clogged up, because this is why babies look so brilliant, so life, so much life in their auric fields, you know, so bright. And then as they start moving through life and they start aging, then all of a sudden that life force around them, which is the spiritual life force, starts to decline, only because they're going through traumas. And now these bodies are actually taking over, absorbing this stuff. And, you know, maybe by the time you're 1 or 2 years of age, lo and behold, these energetic bodies start to get filled up. And then they spill over into your physical body. And then you start having experiences of negativity and physical body traumas, pain, etc. And then all of a sudden things start to come up in your life. And your body now resonates with these quote-unquote lessons, and it wants to heal itself. So it brings forth out of its DNA all of the ancestors' beliefs, which is being separated from spiritual truth. And these, the separation is their judgments. And all of a sudden, you start drawing people into your life to help your body heal, because the body wants to heal it. Before that even happened, when the baby, you know, was unconscious, then all of a sudden, these bodies are really not being used, because there's nothing to come up, but because of what happened and incidences through living, and you start growing up, then all of a sudden, you know, you start realizing or seeing anyway, it's because we can watch babies, but we don't know really about ourselves. But if you look at a young child, by the time they're probably 3 or 4, you know, the terrible twos, they're pretty much non-spiritual any longer. They lost that glow around them. And then they start getting angry, hitting things, and doing things that kids do. And all of a sudden, they lost their identity being spirit. And now they're going through their, say, quote-unquote, karmic lessons, if you want to use that, which is the ancestors' belief systems that are stored in you. And you're on a roller coaster ride from that point forward. So I hope that described it. So these bodies are in place to keep your body from being killed, literally by psychic attack energies. And this is why they're in place. And when they get overloaded from the traumas that you've experienced, because they can't protect you any longer, then you start having physical stuff happening to you. So I hope that helped everybody with the explanation. This is why you want to have them cleaned out. And it takes about 1 hour to clean out these bodies. And once you have them cleaned out, all of a sudden you're back like a child again. This is what Jesus said. You must be like a child. Live with that innocence. You know, be reborn again of being a child. And this is the whole process. This is why the light ship did the healings in, why they're doing it now, to bring you back to that innocence. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was a great explanation, Ron. Thank you. And I'd like to just address some of the things that are on the fast chat for a few minutes. And one person, going by the name of Concern, is asking, basically mentioning, I guess they came on recently onto the fast chat and kind of felt like some of the things that they said may have been criticized by other people on the fast chat, or maybe their questions aren't welcome. And so I just want to let you know, your questions are absolutely welcome. No, you don't have to believe anything that, you know, we're talking about or Ron is saying just because we're saying it. You know, it's definitely something you always want to go to your spirit and ask your spirit if this is true and if it's resonating for you. And this is just meant to be a chance for you to hear the teachings of the light ship that Ron is bringing forth and experiencing the divine energies and healings so that you can find out what this is all about. And so please don't feel like your questions are unwelcome. And sometimes on the fast chat, because there's a lot of people typing in and it doesn't necessarily go in order from one person's comment to the next, it can maybe get a little confusing. So don't worry about that. I know the other day that somebody was talking about inharmonious frequencies, because that was a healing for inharmonious frequencies had been done on one of Ron's special healing sessions. And so somebody had been typing about that on the fast chat, and you may have thought that they were commenting on something that you had just said. So please don't have any feelings like that. You're welcome. We welcome you to be here, and please go ahead and type in any question you feel like, and we'll do the best that we can. Sometimes we get more questions than we can get to in one program, but we really do welcome you. So I hope you feel very comfortable being here. And let's see, I'll just move on to another question for you, Ron. This is kind of a neat one, and it's I don't see who typed it anymore, but the question was, like, when we come into this lifetime, did we actually choose our parents, or is this something that the dark side sets up for us?
Well, first of all, you are set up, yes. This is the forced reincarnation here. So since most people listening here has probably been here for 30 to maybe 80,000 years, all you know about is reincarnation, as your body knows about it completely, along with your spirit. But elsewhere in the universe of light, this never exists. There's no such thing as forced reincarnation. And I'll just rephrase that a different way. You go to one location, one planet we'll call it, okay, and you leave there after that incarnation, after the physical life form that you happen to have the spirit in, which is you, being your spirit. You know, maybe it goes into a plant, we'll just say that, or an animal, or some type of human life form, if you want to use that terminology, or a fish, or whatever. And the lifespan of whatever that is so long, and then that life force dies, and then you have a chance to leave. It's your free choice to leave. If you wish to reincarnate in that same location, you can. Typically, you will not. So you may go, gee, why am I not going to reincarnate in that same location again? Well, that's because the universe of light is like the planets are like one grain of sand in the ocean. Just think of all the ocean beaches on this planet. You're probably really not going to want, you know, just think of it logically here. You're not really going to want to explore the same location over again because there's so many more to choose from. You know, you could naturally, but more than likely you will not. You're going to want to have another experience there in the universe of light, go to another life form and have fun, and this is the way it's designed to work. But here, you're trapped here. So the darkness keeps you here. So do you choose your parents? Well, you're forced to incarnate. And so at that point, then you're forced to pick parents that you choose to be with. And you bring forth and look at the DNA of the parents. And the DNA of the parents, like I said earlier, has all the garbage in it. So you probably picked the best of the worst, okay? And for what you want to do. And so you pick out the talent of what that body is going to have in it because you want to be able to express through that individual the talents of parents or the ancestor line. So in the older days, you probably, you know, heard about, you know, you're the baker's son and, you know, your grandparents were bakers, you know, going back, you know, maybe a couple hundred years ago. So, you know, in that time, you know, if you have a lineage there of bakers for maybe 1,000 years, you're going to be a baker too. That's the caste system, okay? And some countries still hold that caste system in place. So if you're born in poverty, you're always going to be in poverty, which is kind of the same scenario that we're talking about here. And you just take on the role of what your parents brought to you. And that's in your genetics. So you're kind of pre-programmed for that. Your spirit then will say picks what it's attempting to bring out inside of that person. Remember, you may have 20 talents, but it may only be able to bring forth one of those, which is what it would like to do. Well, that's if you're conscious. If you're unconscious, then you're going to go for your own particular roller coaster ride in that lifetime, and then there's no way that maybe that those talents can even come forward, especially with entities inside of the body. But you're just making it very simple. Yes, you do pick your parents, and you pick the parents according to what you want to do in this lifetime. So the light of the darkness is giving you the choice of that. That's free choice, so you do have free choice in the darkness for forced reincarnation. So anyway, that's your free choice. You have free choice to incarnate, which is what you have to do, and so that's what they call about free choice. This is, and then you have the planet setting yourself up. When are you going to incarnate, okay? You already picked your parents, right? So maybe you want to be that baker. So now you picked your parents, and now the dark side says, well, wait a minute, you can't be born in January. You know, we can't control you enough. We want you to be born in maybe middle of July or something. So they'll pick a date, and, you know, around that time there's conception, and wham, you're into that body. Remember, they're controlling your parents to have sex, okay? Because they want you to be conceived at a given time so they can control you. This is your natal chart. And so now you picked your talents, your hobbies maybe, of what you want to do, your quote-unquote life mission here, and you picked that, and now you're controlled by the planets, and they use you and control you on that aspect, okay? So that's what we have here is forced dark side reincarnations. And this is just the way life is here. So I hope that answered your question. Thank you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we had a request, I think about the beginning of the hour, on the fast chat, and that was someone wanted to experience the different types of healings that you do that involve the cutting of cords.
Okay, there's many types of cord cuttings, okay? There's first the cord cuttings that are from planets, okay, and I do a special session for that. That gets rid of the energetic pull that we have, the mind-controlling energies on the planets. And there's a couple thousand of them, maybe more, okay? That's one type of cord cutting. But that's probably more intense than the other ones, okay? They actually can cord parts of your body. They can control your body. Remember, we're like a robot to them, that they can control your actions and things like that, okay? So that's the planets. Just think of your natal chart. When you get out your newspaper every day, you can read about your horoscope. And, you know, there's some people who rely on that faithfully because you're reading the dark side script for you. And so, you know, when the planets are in retrograde, you may want to watch out and not do things. That's what people normally do. But, once you have this particular planetary cord cutting, then at that point in time, these energies will not affect you any longer because they can't. Okay, so that's one type of cord cutting. Another type is where people send you out a psychic cord to your body. This can be your parents. This can be people you work with. It could be the person, you know, on the freeway that you cut off and they gave you the oneness sign, you know, in the window as you look in the rearview mirror, you know, and they're giving you a spell basically to you, you know, saying disparaging words. And so they're doing courting to you also, okay? Maybe they wish, oh, I wish that person was dead. Well, right away you got a cord going to you with death energy, okay? And then we also have the courting for where people physically live. This is the earth cordings, okay? And this is another dark side energy. And remember, in love, you won't cord anybody. So when you get mad at somebody and you think about them, you automatically send out a psychic cord to their body someplace. And so that's one way, okay? Now we'll talk about the planetary cording. And so what that's about is that people are connected to a grid line where you're living. And there are people who we'll just call homebodies who don't want to leave. Maybe they don't want to go out of their own particular area around their house. Maybe they're afraid to drive 10 miles away from their house. Maybe they're afraid to go out of state. Well, this is because this grid line cording from the planet has a very strong pull on them, and they're afraid to experience life somewhere else, so they're used to that energy. Now, if you go up in an airplane, you're going to notice that these energetic cordings from that Earth energy being connected to it, corded to it, does not really have an effect on you because you're so far away. It's probably like the inverse square law. You know, each time you double the distance, it gets cut in half, okay? So that's another, you know, way of looking at physics on this here. But aside from that, we have energetic cording from the planet. So I'll do a planetary one. So that's one type of energetic interference. This is dark side agenda. The planet's controlling you from the dark side. And remember, anything that is against a free will, free choice, is darkness. Because the light never judges its creations, number one. Everything is perfect. So if it judged something, it'd be judging itself. It can't do that, okay? That's the laws of the light. The light never judges itself or any of its creations. It allows free choice, free will, free expression. So here we go. And also, the light never promotes itself because it doesn't work that way either, because you already have the divine spark in you, in your body. Your body is created with the divine spark, and so is your spirit. It's up to you to connect to it to find out the truth. So here we go. This is a planetary clearing. We'll do 10 planets. Like I said, there's probably there's over 2,000 of these. There could be 5 or 10,000, but I'll just talk about 2,000 or more. So first planet, disconnected. And I want you to think of something maybe with your body, maybe some kind of pain that you might have, because they will cause you the pain. If you're not familiar with cordings, some people cord people very, very heavily. They get a backache, and they go, oh, my God, what happened to me? And then you take the cord away. They go, oh, thank you. You know, I don't have the pain any longer. It's that instant. So think of a pain in your body or situation. Second planet released. Throat cording. I got some stuff from the planets here. They don't like what I'm saying. Okay, so first release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and tenth release. Get the light chip in here. They'll be taking this away from me instantly, and it's gone. I need to get some water to drink here. Okay, next we're going to do people cording. So think of somebody in your life that maybe gave you the high sign, you know, on the freeway, or, you know, thought bad about you in the last week. So here we go. 7 days ago. Going to release that. So 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Boy, they're trying hard here. Second day cleared, first day cleared. Back to you, Sylvia. I need to get some water.
Okay, so we'll just take a little pause while Ron's getting some water. And let's see, I'm looking over some of the other questions. And lots of good ones on here. One of the questions was about the online ET parasite clearings that are available on Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com. And the question is regarding the ET parasite clearings and whether or not you can get rid of them from yourself fully by doing that online clearing. Understanding that it does take, you know, many, many times of going through the various lists of going through that. So, Ron, if you heard that question, would you like to respond to that? Maybe he's still getting
okay.
The water.
I can again hear you. Yeah, much better.
Did you hear the
online cleanings work wonderfully. What you want to do is go on there and do them probably more than one time. And the dark side practitioner clearing is a very nice one to do if you want to get rid of people that are playing around with you or sending you dark side information, dark side mind control, and or thinking bad thoughts about you. This could be your relatives. It could be, people from the past that have lived and died, these energies still come to you. It could be somebody, 5,000 years ago who did not like somebody in your genetic line. Remember, you're living the life of all of your ancestors. So somebody in your genetic line could be having this attack done to them energetically, even though they're not living, and you could be feeling the results from that. So let's do another clearing here. I'll be okay in a minute here. So let's do, what kind of sample would you like, Sylvia?
Oh, let's see. So we did the recordings of people and planets, so that was great. I think the next request we had was, if I'm not mistaken, it was for a sample of the sludge body.
Okay. I first want to do the grid line, okay?
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
Do the grid line clearing. So I want everybody to kind of see how you feel maybe the next few days as you go out and experience life, and just see if you can drive further with your car and feel like you're disattached from where you live, okay? A lot of people, it's like having a spring attached to them, and they get so far out. It's kind of like going swimming out on the ocean beaches. You know, you go out, maybe you're comfortable going out 50 feet or maybe 100 feet out in the water. If you do experience this here. But then you get a little ways out further and you kind of like, oh, man, I'm getting too far out. Well, driving your car can be the same way. So some people are strictly homebodies and they don't want to go out maybe into the next town. So we'll do a clearing for this here. And when I do these clearings, it's a whole lifetime clearing. So you have this throughout your lifetime. So here we go. I'll just go back and just do it like 7 days. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, what's next, Sylvia?
Let's see. Well, maybe before we go on with the next clearing samples and questions, it would be great if you could just drop everyone into their heart centers and bring in some more of that beautiful peace energy through the light being.
Sure. So go to the website here, or Don's website anyway, or even Creation Lightship. Either one will work. But scroll down here, and I'm scrolling down too here, about an inch and a half on your scroll bar. And you're going to see a light being here. We're going to bring in some peace energy. Remember, today's Friday. And a lot of people are kind of out of balance because it's Friday. You might want to live for the weekend, but aside from that, you may be carrying the stress from the last week. So here we go. Watch the light beam. You're probably going to see the eyes actually change. The light rays around the forehead will also change as the light beam comes into your monitor screen. This will be a spirit energy coming in. This is one of the females. And you're actually going to sense with your heart center the energy of pure light coming back into you. Here we go. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how you feel right now. You might feel, I think it's the drink that I had. I don't think it's the dark side. I had some special, like, grape juice, and it's didn't agree with my throat, I think. So here we go again. Bringing in some peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So here we go. The light being in your heart center. And what's the next question, Sylvia?
Okay. Well, let's see. We had a question about the chakra clearing. And the question, I believe, was, basically, when you get the chakra clearing, and I'm assuming that they're talking about the whole lifetime clearing that you offer, does that clearing caused them to remain good for a long time after that.
Boy, that's it's very hard to answer that question. Remember, you're working with the past energies. So in this lifetime, if you have that any kind of clearing, it's going to clear you out up to the point where I start the clearing back to conception. So remember, your chakras relate to your physical body and your physical organs. So if you had a chakra out of balance maybe for 5 or 6 years, not knowing about it, and it gets put back into place, you will regain the health that you probably lost. A lot of the times I do clearings on people, and I have them bring forth a picture of themselves that was done previously. And it could be an old picture, even like one that's 30 years old. And the picture will actually change because you're creating a new reality of yourself. And the picture will actually show that and manifest the new you. So what happens is with the clearings is that it goes for this lifetime. I do other clearings that are 7-generational clearings. But so the question, I guess, was, is that going to fix you for good? Well, it'll fix you for what you went through. Is there more to the clearing? Yeah, you may have to go deeper on any of them, but it just depends what you're looking for and what kind of results you expect. The clearing will work, but it may not give you the result that you're looking for because you may have other things wrong with you. So having a chakra clearing, I'd say if you have any type of physical problems in your body, since your chakras relate to that, you may want to have a whole life chakra clearing. You know, especially people who have difficulties, maybe they were molested, you know, or have sexual abuse issues, their parents, will say, babysitters or whatever, and now as they get older, maybe they turn into the teenage years, and then you get older from there. Maybe, you know, you have a problem being functional. Or maybe you go the other direction and want to give yourself away to everybody. Well, you know, you may have problems there, but maybe you start having some kind of physical illness. Maybe you don't have much weight in your body. That happens to a lot of women. They lose a lot of weight. Maybe you start having cancer because of this here in your female or male organs. So having this chakra clearing is going to put your body typically back into balance because it will start to heal you. And this is true with all the clearings. So regardless of what it is, this would be also true of the fear clearing or the anger clearing. So every clearing that you have is going to take away some of the judgments that are stored inside of your body that came out in this lifetime. And from there, you get on the road to wellness. And sometimes a person might need to have maybe, say, 4 to 6 clearings. And they say, you know, it's all helping me a little bit, you know, and I feel better. And then all of a sudden you have a clearing because you went through the other clearings. And the last clearing that you have, you know, is the main one that you think you needed, but you needed the other ones before that. And all of a sudden you feel, man, this is wonderful. This clearing helped me out a lot. Well, that clearing may have helped you, but it may not have been, it may have been the one that was needed as a culmination of the other clearings. And some people say, well, I wish I would have had that one first. Well, it probably would never have worked. You have to have each one at a time. This is why we say to go to your heart center. And when you go to your heart center, then you can look and ask your spirit what's really needed. This is why we have on the page here a list of the self-empowerment clearing. These are what you should normally have first. Because when you look at the list of clearings, there's so many of them, you might get overwhelmed. And you may start checking them off one by one, saying, yeah, I have this problem and that problem. Well, once you have the initial ones, a lot of those will tend to disappear. Because everything is kind of intermixed, intertwined. And what you thought may have been, you know, an immense trauma that you're dealing with might just be taken care of in the emotional clearing. And all of a sudden you go, wow, all this baggage is released from me. So the emotional one is the main one. You have to get that one first. So I don't know if I answered the question or not, but I hope I did. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah, it was a great answer. The next question, I believe, was regarding judgments. Like you talked earlier about how it's important for all of us to get rid of our judgments, and that a lot of what these clearings are doing with the different energetic bodies being cleared is clearing out the judgments of our ancestors that are basically passed on to us. And the question was, to kind of get rid of the judgments we have, does usually the emotional body and the mental body clearing kind of get rid of that, or do we need to also have the judgment body clearing in order to address that?
Boy, I'll do a sample of the judgment one. Like I said, normally the emotional one is what you want to have first, okay? And so there's all different types. The judgment one is very nice because it gets rid of the judgments that you may have, but it may not be what you really need at first, okay? So here's a sample of the judgment body. So here we go. We'll go back 7 days. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay.
Okay, great. So getting back to that earlier request, there were, I forget who it was that requested it, but there was a request for a sample of the sludge body clearing and another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
another suggestion.
Body.
Yeah.
There's many of them. I think there's 4 sludge bodies, if not 6, but we'll do 2 of these here. We couldn't figure out a name for it, so sludge bodies seem to work. This is the way the dark side interfaces you with this sludge being slimed. So here we go. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That's number 1, sludge body. Number 2, 7 days cleared, and there's a difference on the energy here. So 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do one more, number 3. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. So I don't have the information handy for what the different bodies are, but each one is a little different on how the dark side connects to you and interfaces with your body. Remember, they have to have a program to enter into you, and the sludge body is that basic program to go into your operating system. You might just think of having it as a external hard drive that plugs into your USB port, and it downloads the information right into your other hard drive, and it interfaces them with you. Remember, all we're doing is running programs in our body, basically. Every cell of your body has a built-in stored memory, so you can call that a program if you wish. And this is why when they do DNA testing, they just need one part of you, a piece of hair or something, because that contains everything. So that's kind of a no-brainer. So just kind of look at that as each one of these clearings start to take away the densities that you have stored inside of yourself. And when the densities start to get released, then the dark side has a much harder time connecting to you with their programs. And the sludge bodies help to eliminate that process. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Way back at the beginning of the hour, I think I saw a request for the parental, I guess it's the parental influence sample clearing.
Okay.
Parental imprinting.
Clearing. Here we go. So the parental clearing is designed for, it started off when I was working with some women who were probably around, somebody online there? Okay, I heard somebody say something. So this energy was with these people, these two women who are about 35, and they're saying, Ron, you know, I just have a really difficult time with my mothers. You know, I go to their house once a week, and they ask me, you know, what I'm doing, and whatever I say isn't right, and can you take this away from me? So I go, yeah, we can do this clearing. So this is how it came about. So I've been doing this for probably a couple of years, I believe. So this is what I'll do first is your father, and we'll go the last 5 days. Just kind of feel the energy in your body. So these would be like the thoughts, the controlling actions of what your father wants you to be, and maybe how to live your life. Remember, your parents are attempting to live their or your life through you. And so they want you to do what they think is best, okay? So they're trying to live their life through you, but you say, I don't want to live your life. I want to live my own life. This is why we have this clearing. So here's your father. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And even if they're not living, the same energy is with you. The energy is always with you till you change the form on it. Okay? Now here's your mother. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So in one of the shows, you went a little bit further, which I'll do now too. Let's do, if you have a sister, let's do that here. So once we'll do two sisters in case you happen to have a couple of sisters and a couple of brothers. So sister number one, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And just think of their names, and you might feel which one is attaching to you more, connecting you to you. Sister number two, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Boy, I just feel throat energy again. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And brother number one, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And number two, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who have grandparents, so we'll just do them. Grandparents on your mother's side, your grandfather, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And your grandmother on your mother's side, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And now on your father's side, so grandfather, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And the next one would be your grandmother. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do your mother-in-law, okay? Here we go. Sit back and relax, people. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And your father-in-law. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days, boy, I'm getting hot. Wow. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. A lot of energy there. Just think of all these people having their thoughts, thinking about you, wanting you to live their life according to their way of thinking. Wow, talking about control patterns. Back to you, Sylvia.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Do we have anybody on the line?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, I don't seem to get through. I tried like three times. First of all, I would like to say something. For Fridays, the phone number is different than usual. It's BBS2. So probably should have this cleared up.
Okay, oh, thank you so much. Yes.
It's 888-228-4494.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
So what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Heal 101 from...
Hi, Heal 101.
Yes, I'm the one asking many, many, many questions and having a lot of judgments in my toolbox. So everything tonight sounds so familiar to me. I've been there, and we all been there, so maybe that would help someone there.
Yeah, so is there a question that you'd like to ask Ron, or a particular healing sample that you'd like to request?
We have so many on the fast chat right now. I don't know if I would like to stay in line and let other people do it. But I want to say thank you for the clearings today, and the energies are very, very strong. I'm sweating, actually, right now. I'm feeling the energy. It's just moving. And also, I want to say that I've seen in the news another thing, that Reiki healing is considered in the realm of superstition. So this is really interesting. Is in line with the teachings. So every single day, it's something that checks.
Yes, exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
So
sometimes the things that Ron talks about. Go ahead.
No. I was saying these people would just keep their eyes open and pay attention a little bit more. That would be.
Yeah, it's hard for people to understand a lot about what I do here on these calls because people have the implants inside of them, and they go off because, you know, it's really hard, if not impossible, to change somebody else's belief system, especially about religion. Because when you get into religion right away, you know, that's sacrilegious, you know, and you can't say something about religions. Or anything else along that line, because people don't understand it. And then they have to realize that they've lied to for their whole life. And once they realize that, then they kind of catch on to what's happening. This is why we always say to go to your heart center so that you can get your own truth. This is why we talk about it all the time. Not to go to your head, but to go to your heart. And like I say, most people who listen to this program, you know, and I'll ask you, Heal 101, most people, takes them about six times to finally catch on to what I'm talking about. How was that for your experience? Are you still there?
Yes. That's very true. So it's hard when you're in the bucket to see anything outside of it. So it's funny when you pass some milestone and you look back and see others coming on the same path. So thank you so very much for fighting with us here, for us tonight, with all the energies that got to your throat. They just grab you.
What I find the hardest thing, not for myself, but for people listening, is that they may just stumble upon the program here, and they hear it a few times, like I said, maybe six times, and they say, gee, this sounds pretty good to me. And then they get really excited because they go, wow, I finally found something that's going to work, and it sounds right, and it sounds correct. And then, like if you're married, and most of the people that I work with, let's say normally it started off with about 1% were men, and now I have a lot of men coming on and going to the expos and stuff. So I'd say I'm probably running about 75% women, maybe 25% men, maybe even higher than that on the men. So the men are catching on, but the women, they come to me and they say, I don't know what to do, you know. My husband is completely like a deadbeat, you know, in a sense. He doesn't get it, you know, brain dead, doesn't want to change your belief. And I'm moving on, and I really like this show, and I like what's happening, but my husband does not get it. They live in the mental realm. They don't go to their hearts, and they get kind of frustrated, and they have to just realize that you can't save everybody. And trying to tell somebody about these teachings, which is what Jesus taught, they just don't get it because they've been too indoctrinated by religion which is the main thing which is holding everybody back on this planet, is these alien religions that are here, you know, divorcing yourself from the truth. And you start, you know, wondering what to do, you know. And then people say, yeah, I'm trying to tell my friends, and they don't get it. And you start realizing that, wow, I'm kind of alone out there. And then you start coming on, and you feel all this energy come into your body, and you go, this is like home. I feel so wonderful because of this beautiful energy. But, you know, and other people around you are wondering what's happening to your life, because your life's getting better. You're smiling more. Your body's getting healed. And they go, what's happening? You say, well, I listen to Creation Light Ship. And they go, what is that?
And it sounds very abstract at first.
Yeah.
And especially for people who are outside the this domain of healing, and it sounds like a different language, a different planet.
Yeah, that's true. So this is what people face all the time listening to what I'm doing, and I'm sure everybody listening on the call may relate to what I'm saying here. And all you can do is help yourself. And the younger children really love it, if you have any younger children, because they can see the energies and feel them and know it, that this is helping them. Where older people, you know, maybe over, maybe, who knows, we'll just say over 30, don't always get it. Don't catch on. And the older adults are hardened by life.
A great test would be the children and the pets, the animals, because of their energy.
Nice to watch animals. Yeah, I've had people comment when I have the show on, you know, at the earlier times, that they'll have birds start to come over and sit on their windowsill, you know, next to them with their computer on, listening to the show. They just fly over because they like the energy so much. Or you look at a dog or a cat, and they become very peaceful. They just come over and listen. It's just incredible. So, yeah, the proof's in the pudding, but you have to be able to understand that not everyone can fathom this, because their belief system is just so far contaminated with the darkness that they can't come into the light. So thank you for calling HEAL 101.
Thank you so much. I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And I think I heard Seth say that we had another caller on. Is there another caller?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello,
welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to say hi to Ron. This is Jerry, Ron from the Conscious Life Expo. We were right across from you in our booth.
Oh, okay.
And been thinking a lot of you since then, and I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. So do you see all of them walk out of the booth with a big smile on their face when they came out of the light infusion chamber?
Oh, yeah. and thank you so much for all your healings. And just all your generosity.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I just look forward to keeping keeping up with all of your shows here on BBS Radio.
Well, that's wonderful. So, are you going to be back here in New York anytime?
No. Well, I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. Huh?
Yeah, do you remember me at all?
I do remember you, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and thank you, Ron. And I've been, you know, I repeat to myself much of the things that you say, so it really helps.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling, Jerry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
I appreciate the feedback. That's great.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling, Jerry, and... In case you didn't hear, everyone that's listening who would like to call in, the Friday night call-in number is 888-228-4494. I actually gave at the beginning of the hour the call-in number for Station 1, so I apologize. So if you want to call in, please call tonight at 888-228-4494. And, Ron, we have lots of more questions and requests on the fast chat, so I guess while we're waiting for a caller, I'd like to give you some more of those.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure, yeah. Yeah, we can be on for another 15 minutes probably, so no problem.
Oh, great. Yeah, we have no one after us tonight, so we'll just keep going for a bit. So one thing I wanted to say is, wow, after that last healing sample that you were doing, that was so amazing. I think that was the parental clearing and all the different ones, the father, mother, brothers, grandparents, in-laws. So much energy came in. Ron, you were mentioning that you were getting hot. I think a couple people got onto the fast chat and said that they were roasting. I felt the energy here. And actually, as I'm looking out into my room, I'm just seeing an incredible amount of light that just poured in. It's just really amazing. So that's really wonderful to experience. And like you were saying, with pets and children and people that are, you know, their heart is open to the divine energies, as those energies come in, they just want to be in them because that's what it's all about. And it just, you know, I know that I see that with the pets here and so on, and it's just really wonderful. So I hope everyone out there is feeling those energies and just, you know, allowing that divine energy from the light ship to just come in and so you can experience that in your heart center, because there's just nothing else like that divinity. So let's see. We had a question. I think we had a question regarding the mind loop clearings a while back, and it had to do with, like, if you get the mind looping clearing and maybe in life you're still having problem like misplacing or losing things, then is there a clearing that you might suggest for that?
Losing things would probably be entities with you. That's what I would guess, because you're unconscious where you leave something. A lot of people say, yeah, I lost my keys to my car. Well, maybe they're being, I hate to use the word taken over. Maybe their consciousness is somewhere else, okay? Maybe they're out of their body looking at something else. Maybe they're thinking about their car and their spirit goes out of their body momentarily. Remember, when entities come into you, if that's the case, okay, you do lose your memory. And so all of a sudden you may put your keys down someplace and not know where they are. Or maybe it could be a credit card. Maybe you might have maybe you go to the ATM and draw maybe, say, $20. And somehow you put the $20 in your wallet, and maybe you have a shopping bag and you're kind of in a hurry and you put the credit card in the shopping bag. And then, you know, you get home and you go, well, I'm looking for my credit card. Where did I put it? And normally it'd be in your wallet or your purse, and now you find it in your shopping cart or bag, and you go, why is it in there? Well, it's because you probably just weren't conscious enough at that time, because your body's running on automatic, and the automatic did not follow through enough to take your credit card and put it into your purse or wallet. So this is a mind loop clearing. So normally what this does for you, it takes you out of the mind looping program. I'll give an example that I mentioned almost in all the shows when I talk about this, and it happened back here in New York. I went to an Ace Hardware store to buy something and went down the aisle and, asked the clerk where something was, and he showed it to me, and I got it. And I had it in my hand, and he said something like, thank you for shopping at Ace, and drive safely home or something like that. So I thought that was very nice of him to say that. So then I go back. I start walking away. I go, I've got to buy another part, So I go back in there and ask him where this thing is, and I pick another piece up of something else, and the exact same words came out of his mouth. And I go, wow, this is really a mind loop. I mean, it sounded like it was just like a digital recorder, and I just pushed the button to play, and then it was like a continuous loop, and it played the same mannerism came out of him. The same stance, the exact same wording, the same volume, nothing changed. And I go, wow, this is really something about mind looping, So what this is a clearing that's going to help you with that. You may have thoughts that keep recycling over and over again. Maybe they're a thought that is telling you that you're not good enough or something. Maybe it's a thought of just something that you're dealing with in your life, and you want to beat yourself up all the time, so this mind loop comes in. Maybe you've had it for years. So here we go. We'll do a sample of this here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just see if this helps you. All these clearings do work, but you know, remember, we do whole lifetimes of this here. So these are just samples, and you may feel a little better, but having your whole lifetime cleared is what you need. And this is the mind loop one clearing. The mind loop number two is when you came into darkness here. When you're in the womb with your mother, her spirit was nurturing you in love, so you're connected to the divine energy. And once you popped out, boy, you got stuck into mind energy, and that love energy left you, and that traumatized the baby, or traumatized you. And this is the interface that the dark side used as soon as you came out to put you into the darkness. And all of a sudden, you know, your body becomes traumatized because it's in a whole different experience. And now you're on the path of judgment, okay? So here's a mind loop two clearing. 5 days ago cleared. Remember, all these energies are still with you. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may feel a little difference with that here. I'll do a planetary clearing. I don't think I've done that one yet. So here we go. This takes the energies off of you that the planets are connecting you to. Did we do this one yet, Sylvia? I think I did do a planetary.
We did a sample of the planetary cording release earlier.
Okay. Let's do the dark side parallel lifetime clearing. This is for cloned physical bodies that look like yours on cloned Earths. So here we go. Here's 10 of these here. And this will help you with your dreams. We should not really have dreams typically. People think that their spiritual energy is coming to them, showing them what they need to work on in their life. You know, that's possible, but typically it's from being terrorized because very few dreams are actually pleasant. There's always some kind of catch in it. So here we go. First parallel life cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. Okay. And we're going to do one other clearing here. This one here I'm going to be doing something very similar to this here, if not the exact same thing, in July. We're going to be doing the three Sundays. The first three Sundays will have clearings for entities. And this may also include what I call shadow energy, shadow beings, shadow lives, shadow selves. This here is energies that I believe the dark side created. They took our spiritual blueprint of our body and then created it and put into it some type of dark being. And that resonates with our other body. So this is not an entity, but it's actually a life form. This would not be considered a shapeshifter, which is alien. This is actually something else. So here we go. We're going to take one of these out of you. I did this tonight on the conference call, which we had for $20. We have these Mondays and Fridays, so I do different things at times. So this here is your shadow self, if you would, shadow body. There's lots of these in us, but here we go. You might get yourself feeling hot during the process here. I'm going to bring in some more of the light beam energy here. We're going to bring in the males in here before I do the clearing here. That way you're going to have these beings do this clearing for you, these light beams. They're coming in right now. So just watch your monitor screen here. They're coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, they want to come in stronger. This is a very high horsepower healing here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. They're going to bring in probably about 12 teams coming in right now. So that's 36 light beams to take away this energy out of you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. They're here. Okay, here we go. You might feel your room become very electric. You might be able to hear a pin drop. Here we go. We're going to count to 10 here, and at 10, this thing will be extricated from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, it should be coming out of your body. We'll just double-check everybody. Do it again. If your body's making growling sounds or something or going through weird twitching, that could be perfectly normal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This could be what you may want to call the true demonic energies that are here. We'll just call it your shadow self, a copy of your physical blueprint that they cloned to bring in some really dark life form. One more time to balance out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll see how the fast chat looks here. If anybody wants to comment and comment on it, call in. I would really appreciate that right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was an amazing, amazing thing that you just did. And I don't know if anyone else experienced this, but when you brought in those teams of the light being doctors, the colors on my monitor screen as I was watching the light being just exploded and just got so beautiful and intensified, and so much light was just pouring off of that. And wow, just amazing, amazing healing. So it's wonderful. So yeah, please comment on the fast chat about that, and or call in 888-228-4494. And in the meantime, Ron, can I ask you a couple other questions from the fast chat?
Yeah, sure, why not? I'm still awake enough, so no problem.
Great. So one person was asking what the difference is between the mental and the cellular mental clearing, and is one a prerequisite for having the other?
No, either one would work. I normally do the mental clearing first. The mental tends to work with your mind, which controls everything with you. That's the dark side interface. That, say, controls you, okay? So that's like your basic operating system, okay, on your computer, using that terminology. Now, the cellular mind one, we'll do a sample of that here. In fact, I'll do the mental one first here. On the cellular one, that goes really, really deep, and I'll experience this here. So here we go. This is the mental clearing. And when I first started doing clearings, you know, I felt that, I don't want to sound sarcastic here, but, you know, women live in emotions and men live in the mental realm. So we have both things going, male and female, basically. And then from there, we had other clearings to do, but those are the two basic ones. And not that, you know, all particular, sexes work with one or the other. It's just that this is kind of how it worked, and it helps out either one of you, you know, if you're male or female. But that's basically what it was about. So here we go. This is a mental clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And now we'll do your cellular mental clearing. And this is how your cells communicate to each other, to make it very simplistic here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. This is a very deep clearing. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So, just see how you feel there. And back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that was very, very interesting to experience the difference between those. And how deep that cellular memory just really felt that in, you know, every cell of the body. That was incredible. And we have so many comments on the fast chat. Thank you, guys. Kyle says, this is super powerful healing. Can't thank you enough. Cindy, I'm hot and feel head pressure, pulse rate faster, too. Heal says, light horsepower. Pete, amazing. Amazing. Can't wait to do these clearings. My head's spun and is on right now. And Pete is asking what that is called.
Okay. Not knowing which one. The last one was a cellular.
I think that was about the shadow selves one that you're going to be doing in July.
Yeah, I'll be doing probably this here during the three Sunday 8-hour marathon clearings. These are intensive, so we're on the call for 8 hours. And then you're also on the lightship for the whole week after that, so it's quite nice. So all these clearings are designed to get this stuff out of your body that's not of light. Remember, our bodies are made of judgment, unfortunately, because if they were made of light, your spirit could interface perfectly with it, and you'd have a light body. And you may not disappear, but you would be glowing in light. And this is what's needed for ascension. And so all these clearings are designed to have your spirit come more fully into your cellular structure, to come more into your body, just to be very, you know, general there, so that you can hold spirit resonance and have the physical body evolve to a higher consciousness. Remember, it would love to get the heck out of here. People talk about each lifetime, you know, or at least this lifetime. This is all we really typically know, because what you're dealing with, you know, remember who you were and what you were in the past and what you lived is really meaningless. You know, you're right here right now, you know, and you were here since you got born, and you have a history of this lifetime, and it may not be a good history, you know, or herstory, you know. I don't know why they use it history for males, but we'll just call it his and herstory. And, you know, it's a way that you can, you know, get yourself and graduate your body. Remember, it's been here for a long time genetically. It would like to get out of here. So I always say, how much do you love your body? Most people goes over their head because they can eat and go places. They don't care because they're living life. But your body really would love to do the ascension process to get out of this dark side planet here. The planet was not created dark in the darkness, but darkness took it over. And we all know about that. You know, to just look around you at the way people are responding. They're responding to the darkness that's been brought into the planet by the aliens, the ETs, those energies. And so our body is also resonating with that, along with everything else that's here. And so people do not carry the light energy or cannot have a way to resonate to it. Remember, we're resonating to darkness because we know about darkness that's here. This is why it's so difficult for people to go into their heart. They don't know the difference. They go, I can't get into my heart. You don't even know what that's about. You know, and they think about, like, at least women maybe, they say, when I try to get into my heart, what comes up is all heartache from pain from past relationships. I don't want to go into my heart. Why do I want to bring up all that pain? Well, these clearings get that out of your heart center so you can become spirit. And so the dark side gave you the heartache. In fact, we'll do a heartache clearing. Here we go. 5 days ago,
oh,
clear.
That's great. Somebody just asked for that, too. That's
oh, okay.
Perfect.
Oh, 5 days ago. I'm going to go 10 days. Here we go. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days. Oh, well, a lot of sadness. Maybe somebody had a breakup or something. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, or maybe something, maybe they lost a pet or something, or a loved one. 8 days was quite traumatic here. Here we go. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, we do this whole clearing online. And also I can do it in person, but all these clearings are needed to get you more conscious with your spirit. This is what this whole program is about, to show you what the lightship can do for you. And this is how easy it is. You know, all these clearings, as you're listening to this program, the light beings are right here to help you. And this is how these clearings work. All the energy does run through my body, because this is the way I'm prepared. My body has been prepared, much like the body of Jesus, like the Immaculate Conception, in order to run the energies through it to the light ship. So I'm like the conduit. And I would not recommend doing this for anybody getting out there to do healings because, you know, your body will normally pick the energy up somehow because it will resonate to it. With myself, it leaves me. And this is why when I first started doing healing work years and years ago, I thought, man, what am I doing here? I'm going to be killing my body because, you know, most healers out there within about 20 years after doing their healing practices. You know, they've died around the age of 50. And they have all the illnesses of what they've taken on and healed from other people. Well, for myself, that doesn't happen. So when people come to me and they say, I want to become a healer, I look at them like a double take, and I go, boy, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, you know, because the dark side would like you to do that, but it's going to kill yourself. And so I would not recommend doing healing for that reason. But let me see what else I can do for everybody here. Let's do a clearing for let's do abuse, maybe some type of abuse clearing. What comes to mind, Sylvia? Pain. Here we got. We got pain up here. That's good abuse. Okay, so here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, that'd be great. Pain would be great.
I'm Yolanda, excuse me. And here we go. Pain body. She wants it for 10 days. So we're going to do 12. Give you a bonus. So here we go. Think of your condition. The light beings are still here. There's still 12 teams, which is 36 light beings with you to help you. Here we go. 12 days ago cleared. 11 days cleared, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so just let your body integrate these healings. Remember, the healings are done once I stop. You know, there's nothing to be worked on, but the body being your physical body, does need to process some of the energy, which means that it has to come back into wellness. So sometimes people will feel sluggish or tired after a healing session, and that's perfectly normal because your body will heal when it sleeps. The people on the conference call sometimes, they say, gee, Ron, I don't know what's happening. I've been on the call for like maybe the Sunday or the Saturday calls, which is 4 hours in length, and they say, gee, Ron, you know, I fell asleep for 3 hours. Did I get the healing that you were doing? Of course you got it because you were on the light shift. But your body just needed to maybe go to sleep. Maybe the mentalness in the body needed to be turned off so your body could accept more of the healing possibly. Or the body just said, man, this healing's wonderful. I'm going to just turn off the mental mind, live in heart, and I'm going to sleep. And so it is helping you, even if you can't feel it. So feeling the healing is not a prerequisite for having it done to you. So if you do happen to sense something or feel something, that's great. I've had people on the calls, they first start off and they go, man, I don't feel anything. I'm just hearing it with my ears. And all of a sudden, within a couple of months or so, they go, man, I'm starting to see things or feel things. And then maybe after 6 months or so, they start to see or feel light beam energies and stuff around them. And they're just ecstatic. But it took that long to get rid of the densities around you so you can become a little more conscious. And so it's not a prerequisite for healing, believe me. It doesn't matter if you feel or not. If you're the first-time listener here, don't beat yourself up because you can't feel anything. Just know that this is working. Since you're tuned in here, you know, this is working for you. And you may feel the benefits in a couple of days. You're going to feel that you're out of more judgment. You're going to be seeing your friends and probably in a couple of days from now, going back to work on Monday. And maybe somebody was there who pushed your buttons. Maybe you happen to go to one of your relatives' house, maybe your brother's house or sister's house. Just by having this little sample clearing of the release of your energies that we did with your parents or whatever, you might be able to relate to them more. Or you may be able to sit there in non-judgment and say, yeah, I can see what happened to me in the past. They used to do something, push my buttons, and now I can just watch it and be out of it. And this is what these healings do. It puts you into the present moment and allows you to become more heart-centered. This is the whole process here. Then when you're heart-centered, then you can be with your spirit. So this is the teachings of Jesus. It's all very, very simple, very basic. But you have to get out of the mind energy to really understand it. So back to you, Sylvia. And I don't mind going on for, you know, another say 20 minutes or something.
Oh, great, because I'd love to get to the rest of the questions. I want everybody to have a chance to get their questions answered if we can. And going back to the heartbreak clearing and the broken heart and so on, we had, after you did that sample, we had a question about what is the heartache clearing? Do you have a heartache clearing, I guess, is...
I think I may have on the side. I hope, if not, I'll have to put one on. It's just for people who've had their heart center, like, trashed, okay? Typically, I would think it's for people who've had a bad relationship with someone, and they close their heart center down, and they're unable to open it up because they're afraid to become hurt in a relationship. So that's what I would think that would be designed for. It could go into different areas, but for me, that's what it's designed for, is for probably more for women than men, because women normally become trashed much easier. They get hardened through life because they've been, hurt, so that's what happens. And then also then you have a heartache clearing for maybe people who went through a divorce, been with somebody for a long time and they just feel betrayed, and then they close their heart center down. So that's what that is for. So back to you, Sylvia.
Great. So the next, there was a question about what is the set sequence timing body and if we could sample that.
Okay. What's that again? I was just...
The question was what is the set sequence timing body clearing all about?
Okay, that one we very seldom talk about. That is how, it's a very important clearing. I need to get the definitions of all the clearings on the website if I can find time. So a lot of them don't give a definition or explanation of it. The set sequence clearing, I have to put a different hat on now here. I'm sorry, just give me a second. Let's see. Oh, okay. That is how events in your life play themselves out. It's how the energetic frequencies coming into your body get realigned. Remember, each moment in time, you have the light energy coming to you, okay? And so you have to be in alignment with that universal energy. And so if you're out of alignment with it, or maybe in the past or in the future, you're going to have a problem getting your full spiritual energy. Remember, we're just talking about it right now in this moment. This is throughout your whole lifetime. And so this is what it's for. I'll give you a sample of that here. And we'll go back 12 days here. So this is the set sequence timing body. This is how you get put back into the moment. So here we go. I guess a way to describe this here, let's just say that for each day of your life, you get a teaspoon of water. Okay, and the water doesn't evaporate, and you keep putting it into a bucket. Well, if you're not there, if you're in the past or in the future, then you're not going to be in the moment to get that, maybe that little teaspoon of water. So all of a sudden, as you look at your life, instead of having a full bucket of water by getting a teaspoon each day, maybe there's only like 10 teaspoons in there because you're not living in the present moment throughout your lifetime. So what did you lose? You lost your spiritual energy for your whole life. So I hope that makes sense to you. This is how I'm going to try to describe that. So when you get that put into alignment, all of a sudden, all your ducks are in a row and they're all working for you because you got your spiritual energy for your whole lifetime. Otherwise, you're depleted. Okay, so I think that made the point. So here we go. And this is going to be a big one for almost everybody listening here because we all live in the past and in the future. And then very suddenly we live in the present moment. So we could be anywhere at one time. You can send your spirit off to the past, wanting to have a better lifetime one second, living in the past because it was great. Now maybe it's not so good. And then you go into the future wanting things to be better, so you don't spend much time here. And that's kind of true of going out of your body in a sense, not wanting to live here. But this here we go. So... activate the light beams here, coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, here we go. So 12 days ago. And I'll count to five on each day. So here we go. You can feel this energy shifting in your body. So 12 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 11 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boy, am I getting hot. This is normal. 8 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 day ago, yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So another way of saying this here is, how do you expect your spirit to get spiritual help and to get the light energy connected to it when it's not in the present moment? It's living on its reserve energy, okay? So that's another way of looking at this process here. So for myself, I'm very warm. I'm almost sweating because the energy is so intense doing healings right now on you, getting your spirit into the present moment for these last days here. And as your spirit's in the present moment, it's given you all a physical healing. Remember, your spirit's here to heal your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
That was like being in a dark room and having a really bright light bulb turned on, but having it turned on inside your body. That was amazing. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful thing, and wonderful night of healings. Thank you so much.
We got self-sabotage here. Let's do a self-sabotage clearing.
Yeah, great.
Okay, we'll do 12 days again here. So 12 days ago, cleared. Do I want to do something else? But I'll do this first here. I'm trying to, they're kind of blocking me a little bit. What do they want to do? Hang on a minute here. They want me to do mother and father self-sabotage to you, but I'll first do the ones you did yourself. So 12 days ago cleared, 11 days cleared, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let's do your self-sabotaging energy that your mother gave you for 12 days. Remember, this could also be if they're not living. Remember, their energy is still with you. It's still recycling. Even if they died, say, 20 years ago, their imprinted energy of that mindset is still with you. So here we go. Mother energy for self-sabotaging you, controlling you. So, boy, this is a big clearing. Mother, 12 days ago cleared, 11 cleared, 10 cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do your father. His energy projections to self-sabotage you. 12 days ago cleared, 11 days cleared, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared. Well, 4th is a big one. 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So if your parents are not living and you happen to get into a certain mindset that they had for programming you, all that energy comes flocking to you and it can self-sabotage you. Remember, that pattern gets activated by their energy. So this is what we're working with. We can start some more if you want, Sylvia. I'm pretty charged up here.
Boy. Oh, I hope that mother-father sabotage clearing makes its way onto your list of clearings, because I think that's going to be a great one for people.
Okay, here we go. Let's do your husband, okay?
Woohoo, and we'll, yeah.
And then we'll do your wife. So this could be a past husband, too, okay? So here we go. All you women, down. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelt. So here we go. 12 days ago cleared. 11, oh, boy, am I getting hot. 11 cleared. 8 cleared. 9 cleared. Wait a minute. I made a mistake, I think. 12 cleared. 11 cleared. 10 cleared. 9 cleared. 8 cleared. 7 cleared. 6 cleared. 5 cleared. 4 cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. Okay, and now we'll do the wife energies here. So if you're male, this will be your wife, or, you know, female in your life. So here we go. Same with the women. It'd be, you know, a male in their life. So here we go. 12 days cleared, 11 cleared, 10 cleared, getting hot again. 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Whew, wow, that was amazing. Okay, I'm looking over this list. We had a question that, the question was, what is the so-called matrix control?
That's the mind control given to you by the dark side. The matrix control would actually be probably the planets controlling you. There's much to it than that, but that's what I would say it would be, is how you're being controlled by your natal chart. That would probably be the true matrix energy, okay? I think we have grandparents sabotaging. So let's do that one. Let's just do them both at once here. So this would be your mother's side here. So this would be your mother's side. Here we go. So 12 days cleared, 11 cleared, 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do your other one here. The male side. 12 cleared, 11 cleared, 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. Back to you. In fact, I see water. I saw the word water. I want everybody to get a glass of water right now. I'll just give you some healing water. This you can do on the light ship, too, for a buck. And I recommend doing this to help yourself out. If you haven't been to the website, go to it. You can do a water charging for one glass of water or more for, I think, a week or a month. You can get healing water. And there's a drop-down box there with many different types of selections, plus you can input your own. So let's get a glass of water, everybody. I'll just wait maybe a minute here. I'll talk about the website. Online healing's there on the website, which work just as easy and as fast as what I do in person. That way you can take advantage of them whenever you wish. And I strongly recommend for a lot of those you know, if you have an issue or something, get the unlimited. It's $50 more. You can go on, you know, as long as you wish, many times as you want, as long as the website is still running. I hope it'll be on forever here, we'll say. And I have no plans of taking it off, put it that way. So it keeps you current. So if you have a bad hair day, you can go on there and clean yourself out instantly. A lot of people go on to it when they're at work. Maybe they get somebody who comes in who's maybe a person who's argumentative or a bitchy person, or they get mad at them, at you, and you go on there and you clean out the energy and you feel better. You know, let them deal with their stuff, but you don't need to get stuck into it. So you can get yourself feeling much better instantly. And I do recommend definitely for everybody to get on the dark side practitioner clearing and do the unlimited and get on there 3 times a day. It'll help you out immensely. So here we go. If you have a glass of water, we're going to bring in the dolphins through the light beam here. They're going to come in. There's 3 of them. Here we go. And I'll energize them as they come in. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're here. So put your hands on your glass of water, one hand on each side of it. This will take about 1 minute to do here. And they're going to put special light codes into it for healing that you need right now, this very moment here. And what normally happens is your water will actually taste different. It's hard to say how it's going to taste. Most people's water becomes very smooth. You put it in your mouth and it's down your throat instantly. It could be maybe semi-sweet. It varies for everybody, but it's what you need right now with the water. So this is great here. And if you like the water, then go on the website by all means. And it's healing water that works in the moment. We also have another section that is called water activation. And then we also have object activations. You can charge your pendants up if you wish. You can charge your food, your clothing. Again, there's drop-down boxes there. You can also input what you want to have done. And the light beings will work with you and put in what you need at the present moment for you. And it's very nice to use. So here we go. It feels like it's almost done. Another 15 seconds here. You might feel your hands buzzing, pulsing. The energy is very strong right now. They're done. So have some water, everybody.
Wow, that's just silky smooth. So good.
Okay, so here we go. So we'll do one more healing before we get off here. We're going over a lot here. I've really enjoyed this tonight. Thank you, everybody. So here we go. We're going to do one more healing. Let's do a healing to, let's see here. I'm going to take away sadness. We did a lot of self-sabotage here. So let's take away sadness from people. Here we go. So we'll do 10 days. So 10 days. So here we go. 10 days, 9 days, 8 days, 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, yesterday, and today. Okay, everybody, I guess we'll leave you with the beautiful energy here of peace. Bring that back into your room. And tomorrow night is our special night, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We go to the Light Ship for maybe 10 minutes. During the show, I might try to do it at the very beginning for people. That way you can talk about it on the fast chat and call in. So please remind me, somebody. I'm always in the moment, so maybe go on the fast chat. Say to do the light ship first thing here. So here we go. There comes the beautiful peace energy. And we'll bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. And if you're back in New York, I'm here. I'll be at the ARE Center tomorrow and also at the Yoga Raw Food Expo end of this month here, the last weekend. So blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everyone, and blessings. Enjoy the divine energies, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the Light Ship, 9 p.m. Pacific. Station 1. Good night.